It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. It seems I need to try a little harder. For the first time since the beginning of Bennard's Losers, I missed more games than I got right. What's sad, though, is the fact that my 2-7 record last week is still better than Notre Dame's record this season. Still, this seems to be the season for second chances. Louisiana State is back atop the BCS standings, and Bennard is making more pigskin prognostications, starting with Oregon at Arizona. The Wildcats have won their last two games, turning an abysmal season into a mediocre one. On Thursday, they'll play host to a flock of ducks. In the wild, felines have no problem taking on fowl, but on the gridiron, the ducks are nearly unstoppable. Bennard's loser, Arizona. Ohio State at Michigan. Jim Tressel's nuts may be all but out of the national title race, but they still have a Rose Bowl to play for. On Saturday, they'll travel up to Ann Arbor to take on a pack of wounded Wolverines. Lloyd Carr didn't have the benefit of two key seniors last week, and if he wants a chance to redeem last year's fiasco in Pasadena, he'll need them at 110%. Just like last year, this game decides who wins the Big Ten. And just like last year, the winner will be wearing a sweater vest. Bennard's loser, Michigan. Missouri at Kansas State. After an upset over Texas in Week 4, the Cats have been more mild than wild, especially after getting drubbed by a downright bad Nebraska team. The Tigers aspire to a Big 12 North win, and there's not much K-State can do to derail them. Bennard's loser, Kansas State. Kentucky at Georgia. Kentucky looked to be the Cinderella team in a year of football oddities, but now that Rich Brooks' squad sits in the middle of the SEC East, the buzz has died down. On Saturday, the Cats will stalk into Athens to repeat last year's upset of the Pups. Unfortunately for them, the Canines are 3-0 against ranked opponents this year, and the Kittens should be put down quickly. Bennard's loser, Kentucky. Northwestern at Illinois. The Shambana Tribe finish out their season at home after what could very well be the biggest road win in Illini history. Their upstate rivals will come into town fresh off a big win of their own. But beating Indiana isn't quite the same as beating Ohio State, and the visiting felines will find their pelts hanging from Ron Zook's teepee. Bennard's loser, Northwestern. Duke at Notre Dame. Usually the Blue Devils don't stand much of a chance in the Indiana Vatican. In 2007, though, all rules are off, and Charlie Weiss will need to do a lot of bead jiggling to exorcise these demons. It's hard to decide who is more awful, but either way, one team will get an undeserved win. Touchdown Jesus has his arms upstretched, and he's signaling a Catholic victory. Bennard's loser, Duke. Wisconsin at Minnesota. If there's anything positive for the rodent faithful to take away from this game, it is this. After Saturday, the season is over. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Purdue at Indiana. There's a rumble in West Lafayette, but it's not the sound of a speeding locomotive. If the choo-choo can't clear the tracks in basketball town on Saturday, the demand for Joe Tiller's dismissal will be deafening. After the loss of a great coach, the Hoosiers need to win this to guarantee a bowl game, and against their big rivals, you can expect Bill Lynch and company to defend the rock. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Penn State at Michigan State. Mark D'Antonio showed the East Lansing faithful that the John L. Smith days are over for good. The Spear Toters will try to close their season on a high note when Joe Pa's kiddies prowl into Spartan Stadium. Their shields are ready and their spears are sharp, but the felines will roar to victory. Bennard's loser, Michigan State. California at Washington. The Bears were a lock for the top spot in the nation until they dropped 4 of their last 5. Saturday evening, they'll head north to Husky Stadium, where Ty Willingham and his pups will be waiting. The Canines may be guaranteed a losing season, but their schedule is remarkable. The dogs will bark and howl, but they'll end up with their tails between their legs. Bennard's loser, Washington. West Virginia at Cincinnati. It's bad enough for Rich Rodriguez that his team is ranked in the unlucky fifth place, but he has to lead them into Nippert Stadium to face a Cincy squad that is undefeated against ranked opponents this year. If they went out, the Cats should be the Big East champions, an honor that was highly unlikely at the beginning of the year. Both of these teams rack up many more points than they allow, so this should be a quality matchup. But the Mountaineers had better bring along some trail mix, because it's going to be a long ride home. Bennard's loser, in an upset, West Virginia. Louisville at South Florida. It may have taken them 2 months, but the Derby City Foul finally learned how to play a little bit of defense. They'll need it when they fly into the Bulls' pen on Saturday. The Cattle have racked up the points in this rodeo, and it'll be hard for the Cardinals to hold on. Expect to see a lot of smiling faces in Tampa on Saturday night. Bennard's loser, Louisville. Okay, friends, that's how this week looks. Tune in again next week when I'll have more losers for you.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.